Chapter 10. Now I, Paul, myself, entreat you by the humility and gentleness of Christ, I who in your presence am lowly among you, but being absent am of good courage toward you. But I implore you that when I am present I may not have to be bold with the confidence with which I intend on showing against some, who consider us to be walking according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty in God for the tearing down of strongholds, throwing down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being in readiness to avenge all disobedience, when your obedience will be made full. Do you look at things only as they appear in front of your face? If anyone trusts in himself that he is Christ's, let him consider this again with himself, that, even as he is Christ's, so also we are Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat abundantly concerning our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up, and not for casting you down, I will not be disappointed, that I may not seem as if I desire to terrify you by my letters. For, his letters, they say, are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech is despised. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such are we also indeed when we are present.